Hey there, everyone. Welcome to season 4 of the Reading Project podcast. I'm so excited to be launching the 4th season. I can't even believe it, but here we are. So the Reading Project podcast is hosted by yours truly, Ashley DiMercaro from Your Reading Tutor, LLC. I'm a private reading tutor, podcaster, virtual summit host, and business mentor. I work with students in grades K-8, usually, and I offer homeschooling support packages. I'm also a wife and homeschooling mom to my 2 kiddos. My mission is to help families, caregivers, and educators build stronger and more confident readers one episode at a time. I want you to know that you don't have to be a teacher in order to help your struggling reader. I'm here to help with book suggestions, homework tips and tricks, mindset work, tools and ideas for tackling reading, writing, and spelling work at home. And I'll be bringing in guest experts to share their wisdom as well. I have some great new episodes planned for you this year. You can expect new episodes twice a month this season. This season, I'll be talking about banned books, graphic novels, building reading fluency, reading challenges, and so much more. Watch for a new style of episode where I do a deep dive into a student and family profile and talk about how I would approach helping the student and family. When you're listening this season, don't forget to subscribe, rate, and review the podcast, and follow me on Instagram at Your Reading Tutor, or send me an email at ashleyd@yourreadingtutor.com. And we'll make sure to include the links to those things down in the show notes. All right, let's dive in to season 4 of the Reading Project podcast. Let's go. Hello and welcome to the final episode of the Reading Project podcast. I'm your host, Ashley DiMercaro, and it's been an incredible journey hosting this podcast over the last 4 seasons with you. And today we're going to say goodbye. So throughout our time together, we've had the privilege of hosting incredible guests like Haley Glenn, Emily Gibbons, and Kate Curley, to name a few, and discussing important topics like dyslexia, vocabulary development, using children books to help with emotions, and so many more amazing topics. Out of the 114 episodes we've produced, our number one episode was in season 2, episode 1, Dyslexia Debunked with Emily Gibbons. If you're a parent or an educator wanting to learn more about dyslexia, make sure you check out that episode. Or if you have a friend or you know another teacher who would benefit from listening to that, please take a moment to share that episode with them. We've had nearly 20,000 plays at the time of this recording, and the Reading Project podcast was heard in the United States, Canada, Germany, and the UK. The podcast has reached so many families, and I'll forever be grateful and proud of that. We have had many helpful and inspiring episodes, but here are a few of the episodes that I think you should check out first if you're just finding my podcast, or if you started in season 4. I noticed as I was getting these episodes, most of them are from season 3. So definitely go back and have a listen. The first one is season 3, episode 11, How to Support Skills Development in Your Everyday Routines with Melissa Wood. The next one is season 3, episode 10, Game Schooling for Language Arts with Kate Curley. Next is season 3, episode 9, Middle School Literacy and How to Expand Vocabulary with Krista Koppel. Season 3, episode 1, How is Reading Being Taught in Your Child's Classroom This Year with Jill Kohlenberg. And finally, season 2, episode 14, Tips to Make the Most of Your Library. There are even more than I could mention. Honestly, I think that's just a great place to start. I have truly enjoyed every single guest interview that I've done. It was an honor to host each guest, and I would be happy to return the favor at any time and be a podcast guest or a live guest on your platform in the future. Even though I won't be creating new episodes, all of our past episodes will remain available for you to listen to and share, and I hope that you'll refer your friends and colleagues to the podcast for a wealth of information about reading, writing, spelling, and developing a love of literacy. We've been fortunate to hear from many of you in emails and reviews over the course of our 4 seasons. Your feedback and your stories have been truly inspiring. Here are a few of my favorite comments. From VT Blazer on iTunes, the podcast is a perfect length, and the delivery makes it feel like you're sitting down to coffee with her.
I love that. That is exactly what I always wanted the podcast to feel like. I wanted it to be very approachable. I wanted people to feel like I wasn't talking in a way that they couldn't access the information, right? I know there's a lot of like educational jargon in schools and report cards, and I wanted parents to feel like they could really access this information to make a difference in their family. From VEHVT, I appreciate finding this podcast when I did because it's a great confidence builder, not just for early readers, but even more for parents like me who are trying to help their little readers develop a good relationship with reading and learning in general. From Live, Love, Teach 2, I was able to put some of the tips to use right away. Easy to implement and so much bite-sized information. I want to truly thank each and every one of you who has listened, been a part of the audience, been a guest, shared and engaged with me and the podcast over the years. Your support has meant the world to me. On a personal note, this journey has truly been incredibly rewarding. I've learned so much, been inspired by our guests, and I'm just thrilled with each and every download and person who's listened. The podcast has been a labor of love, and I'm so grateful for the experience. Well, this is the end of the Reading Project podcast. It's not the end of Your Reading Tutor LLC. I'm excited to share that I have several fun summer camps available and spots open for summer tutoring. I hope you'll follow along and stay in touch. I'll make sure to include all the links down in the show notes. Right now, I'm offering a book versus movie summer camp, and we're going to focus on Charlie and the Chocolate Factory and the movie Wonka. I'm really excited about that. I think it's going to be super fun. And everything is virtual, of course, and takes place over the course of 4 weeks. You get a copy of the book. I'm going to give you some extension and STEM activities to go with it that you can do when we're not meeting in our live sessions. You can take advantage of an early bird discount of $100 off if you use the code EARLYBIRD when you register anytime between now and the end of June. So this camp starts in July. So make sure that you use that coupon code EARLYBIRD to get $100 off. The other camp is summer journal writing. It's a great way to get kiddos to work on their narrative writing, their sentence building, their spelling, their writing stamina, so many great things from journaling. And I'm really excited about that class. I'll be sending each student a journal kit directly to them, even though the camp is virtual. And it's run over 4 weeks like the other one. And we will make sure to include, or I'll make sure you have some extra STEM activities, things to do in between each live session as well. And then, of course, I'm offering a 4-week focus offer this summer. This is something I've never done before, where you can sign up for a 4-week block of tutoring and you can use them all like 4 days right in a row. You can use 2 at the beginning of the summer, 2 at the end. You could spread them out however you want to fit around your vacation schedule. You could do a 4-week boot camp if you have, you know, for the next grade level, anything you want. And all of these have that $100 off early bird discount if you book any time between now and the end of June. So make sure that you take advantage of those. And reach out to me if you are looking for an assessment, you need help with homeschooling. These are all things I offer. And don't forget, Your Reading Tutor LLC recently launched a Teachers Pay Teacher store, which has some fun word games on there right now. All of the resources are very affordable, and I'm currently working on some fluency sentences based on high interest topics for our young readers. So coming out this month should be one on computer and gaming themed fluency sentences. So stay on the lookout for those. And again, we'll make sure to include all the information for the summer camps and the store and tutoring in the show notes. I truly do hope you'll follow along with me on social media and keep in touch. Email me if you have any questions. And I just want to thank you once again for being a part of this incredible journey. Your support and listening each week has made this all possible. It's time to say goodbye. The Reading Project podcast is signing off for the foreseeable future while I focus on other projects within my business, Your Reading Tutor, and with my family. Don't forget, you can always email me, visit my website, or find me on social media. And you never know, there may be another season sometime in the future. Don't forget, visit your library, read more with your kids, and thank you so much for listening. Thank you all so much for listening. It truly means the world to me. If you love this podcast and have found it helpful and you want to help us reach more families, you could do one of two things or both. Just take a screenshot and text your three best friends or teacher friends, encouraging them to check out the podcast. Or take a moment and head on over to iTunes and leave us a 5-star review. I love reading the reviews and hearing what you're enjoying about the show and how the show is helping you at home. And I'd love to be able to give you a shout out on the show and share your review with everyone. So thanks again. Until next time, keep reading.